Good morning and welcome to Israel AM for Monday, June 8th, 2020. Due to new coronavirus cases, 130 schools and kindergartens have thus far been closed, and 17,605 students and staff members are now in quarantine. Health officials fear a new outbreak could be occurring in Jaffa, where the number of new infections has increased in recent days. Defense Minister Benny Gantz announced that the government is manufacturing N95 masks in Sderot in anticipation of a second wave of the virus. The machines to make the masks were imported from China. The Shin Bet announced the arrest of the Palestinian who threw a large cinder block at the head of IDF First Sergeant Amit Ben Yigal, which killed him, during an arrest operation in the West Bank last month. The suspect is Namzi Abu Bakr, a 49-year-old resident of the house in Yabed village, from which the soldier was attacked. Both the Prime Minister and the President praised security forces for the arrest. The U.S. administration has reportedly told Israel to hold off on its plans to annex parts of the West Bank, planned to begin on July 1st. Germany's foreign minister, who will visit Israel on Wednesday, is expected to warn Israel not to proceed with unilateral annexation or face major economic repercussions and the recognition of a Palestinian state by EU member countries. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister of Finance Yisrael Katz have decided to abolish a series of duties and purchase taxes on certain products, including mobile phones, clothing and footwear, baby products, electronic entertainment equipment, domestic electrical products, toys and games, perfumes, and more. This will lead to lower prices for consumers. There have been several crime-related murders in the Arab community of Ramla, a city in central Israel which is about 75% Jewish and 25% Arab. Police suspect the violence is part of a war between organized crime organizations. And finally, an Indian-crested porcupine was found in the Knesset's public bathrooms last night. The bathrooms were left open overnight to allow the porcupine to leave on its own accord, which it apparently did. No Knesset members or porcupines were hurt. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day. Stay well.